The reading this morning is pretty short, but it's from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30 and 31. Can be found in your church Bibles on page 1008. So it's page 1008, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30 and 31. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Excellent. Good. There we go. Now, we're continuing our series in Hebrews, which we've all been looking at, this series of a load of heroes of faith. And today we are going to be thinking about Joshua, and we're going to be thinking about Rahab. Now, hopefully all of the young people in here should have a sheet of paper of some sort with either pictures or pictures and words on, and hopefully something to colour with or to write down some notes with. For the older ones, you've got a few questions to try and fill in as we go through looking at this passage together, just to try and help you think it through a bit more, and space for you to kind of come up with your own questions. If any of the adults want one, you can get one at the end. But hopefully it'll just help us to think a bit more about this. Now, yes, the reading was a little bit short, but what it does is it summarizes a great big chunk of the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. And so I've got a little video that I'm going to show us now, which hopefully does that job for us a little bit. So let's watch this.
Taylormation.
Before Moses died, he appointed Joshua as his successor.
He was to continue leading God's people to the promised land.
But in their way was the immense city of Jericho.
Joshua sent in 2 spies to suss it out.
And they stayed with a lady called Rahab.
But the king of Jericho found out about them, so Rahab helped them to escape.
In return, the spies promised that she and her family would be safe when the Israelites conquered the city.
When the Israelites arrived at Jericho, God gave Joshua the battle plan.
Were they going to charge the city, smash down the walls, fire flaming arrows?
No, they were going to walk around it quietly.
For 6 days they walked around the city once, in silence, and then returned to their camp.
On the 7th day, they walked around the city 7 times, and on the 7th lap, they all gave a huge war cry.
The walls came tumbling down, and the Israelite army stormed the city and took control.
Only Rahab and her family were left alive. Thanks for watching.
If you enjoyed it, why not subscribe?
You don't need to know that. Sorry, I couldn't cut that bit. So there we go. We have a bit of a summary of what we're going to be looking at this morning and the story. And the first thing we see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, page 1008, if you've got it open in front of you, is we see Joshua and all the people showing obedient faith. Now, as we saw in that video just there, Joshua had just taken over from Moses as leader of God's people. And he was the one who was going to lead them into the promised land. So Moses and God's people have been trying to get into this land that they've been promised for years and years and years and years and years. And Joshua is going to be the one to finally lead them into that. The problem is, though, there was something standing in their way, because there were lots of big and powerful people already in the land that they were going to go to. And Joshua had to go in, and with the army, he had to go and drive them out. And the first big challenge was a city called Jericho. If you hadn't guessed already, this is my version of Jericho here. It was a lot bigger in real life, but this will do for now, all right? So here we've got Jericho. Jericho was a massive, huge city, and it stood in their way of being able to get into the promised land. And they had to defeat the city of Jericho. Now, God told the people, right, you're going to go and defeat the city of Jericho, and this is how you're going to do it. You remember it said on the video? You'd normally do it, wouldn't you? Big army, lots of weapons, maybe some big rocks to chuck at the walls, all that kind of stuff. What did God say? How did he tell them to do it? He said, no, what you're going to do, everybody, you're going to walk around the city each day for 6 days. Just, you know, go out for a little stroll, walk around the city. And then on the seventh day, you're going to walk around it 7 times. And then you're all going to shout really loudly and blow some ram's horns or trumpets. Now, if you think about it, that's a bit of a crazy idea, isn't it? Walking around the city, blowing a load of trumpets. I mean, trumpets are pretty cool, don't get me wrong. But is that really going to do it? Can you imagine, put yourself in the shoes of God's people at the time, okay? So you're God's people, and you're listening to Joshua, and Joshua comes and says, right, we've got this huge city, Jericho, it's in our way. This is how we're going to defeat it. We're going to go for a walk, we're going to shout, and we're going to play some instruments. You imagine listening to Joshua and going, really? Really? That's not the normal kind of military strategy that we normally use around here, is it? That's not the normal way of defeating cities. Now, I thought we'd just try it. I don't know whether I've got any kids who are willing to help me. Anybody want to come and help me today? Just come and help me just quickly. No? Okay, do you want to help me from your seat? Would that be better? Have I got some volunteers? Okay, come up, right, okay. So what you need to do, can you just walk round Jericho for me? All right, that's it, good. And all the rest of the kids and adults are going to need help. Yeah, we haven't got time for 7 times, that'll do. Okay, you're walking around Jericho, okay. Right, now, this is the only time I'm going to tell you can do this. I want everybody to shout really loudly at Jericho and see if anything happens. Okay, so I'm going to give you after three. If you don't do it well enough, I'm going to ask you to do it again, okay? So after three, everybody just shout at the Jericho, okay? 1, 2, 3. That's pretty good. No effect really, is there? Okay, right. Last thing, you knew it was coming. If you have bad hearing, fingers in your ears right now. Because then they blew the trumpet. Now, still nothing. It's rubbish, isn't it? Now, if we were going to do that, we would think that's terrible. Thank you guys. You can go and sit down. Give them a round of applause. Thank you for volunteering. Doesn't really work, does it? But we know in the story, this was God's plan. This was what God wanted his people to do. Because you see, he wanted them to know who was actually winning the battle. It wasn't the people with their weapons and their strength and their being brilliant at fighting and all that kind of stuff. He wanted them to know that it was God who was winning the battle. It was God who was in charge, God who was powerful. And what happened? Well, Joshua and God's people, the Israelites, they trusted God's word. They did all this crazy marching. They did all this shouting and this blowing of trumpets. And Jericho was destroyed. It actually worked. God did what seemed completely and utterly impossible. Now, I wonder how you might have felt being one of God's people. I wonder what that tells us about what they thought about God. I wonder if you believe that God can really do impossible things and that actually listening to what God says and doing what God says, even if it seems ridiculous and bonkers, actually makes the most sense. You see, sometimes living for God can seem really, really hard. Living for God can seem impossible. Some of the things that we read in the Bible can seem difficult to get our heads around and can seem so different to what everybody around us is telling us to do. But if we're going to follow Jesus, we need to be like Joshua and God's people. We need to have faith that what God says is good and right, and that God's way is best. Now, the way that the writer does this in Hebrews is a little bit odd, because he starts off with Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. That's what we've just been thinking about now in verse 30. And we read, it was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came crashing down. But then in verse 31, Joshua tells us about this lady called Rahab. And we've seen Joshua and the people showed obedient faith, and we see that Rahab shows costly faith. Because the story about Rahab comes actually a little bit before in Joshua chapter 2, mostly, and then a little bit after the walls of Jericho are destroyed. But most of the story of Rahab comes just before Joshua actually goes to battle in Jericho. And we saw, didn't we, that Joshua, before they went and sent some spies. Here are our spies, looking very inconspicuous. And they went in to check out the city. And he wanted them to go into the city and report back to him what the city was like. Now, I don't know about you, but I quite like a good spy movie. This is one for maybe some of the older people, because some of the younger kids won't have watched these films, but who are these famous spies? Who's that? Who is it? Johnny English, yes. Okay, next one. This could have been one of many. Who's this one? James Bond. James Bond, of course it is. Now, this one might be a little bit more tricky. It's based on a series of novels aimed at kind of teenage lads. Anybody know who that is? Jack Ryan. Thank you very much. Yes. Jack Ryan, famous spies. Now, I thought we'd have a little bit of a kind of a spy challenge, because spies need to be good at being inconspicuous and at hiding and at nobody being able to see them. And so you know what happens in all the best spy movies, don't you? When you watch a spy movie, this is how they turn into a spy. Now I'm inconspicuous. Nobody can see me. If I walk around the church, I'll just be like everybody else. Nobody will be able to see me because I'm a spy. I'm going to go in. I'm going to go and check it out, see what it's like, make sure that nobody can, make sure that we know what's going on in Jericho. And then I'm going to go back and I'll go and report to Joshua. Now I need to change glasses again because that's a bit dark. And that's what the spies were going to go and do. Now, the problem is, when the spies went into the city, they were spotted by the king and his men. And so the king says, right, quick, go and find those spies. I want to catch them. Bring them back here. So the spies are in a bit of trouble. They don't know quite what to do. And then they meet Rahab. And what Rahab does is she hides the spies. She hides them on the roof, under a load of stalks of flax, corn, whatever it is. But she hides them on her roof. Now, you see, doing that was a really costly and risky thing to do, because if Rahab had been discovered by the soldiers, they almost certainly would have killed her and her family, if she'd have been discovered hiding the spies. But Rahab hid those spies, and she said, if I hide you, I know that God is going to come and take this city. I know that God is in control. I know that God is the true God and he is going to win the battle. So when you guys come and defeat this city, please make sure I don't get taken along with the rest of them. Please make sure that I'm safe. And just so you know where I am and who I am, she hangs a red cord out of her window so that she's safe. But Rahab put her life in danger, because she had faith in God. She knew who God was, even though she wasn't one of God's people, which in the Old Testament times is completely amazing. It's totally awesome that she did that. But she had faith in who God was, and that what he said he was going to do, he was going to do. She also had faith in the spies, because the spies said, yes, we'll make sure you're safe. And you imagine Rahab seeing the walls of a city falling down, seeing all the Israelites rushing in to take over the city. She must have been pretty scared, but she had to have faith that actually she was going to be safe when the Israelites came in to take the city. She trusted God. She trusted that he was going to do what he said he would do, and she put her faith also in the spies and in the Israelites. Now, when the soldiers did come to look for her house, she said, "Spies? What spies? No spies here." They look around, and they're well hidden, the spies, and they cannot be found. The soldiers couldn't find them. And Rahab hid the spies, and God's people were safe. The spies escaped down the walls on a rope, and Rahab had shown amazing faith in God. Now, I wonder how much we're willing to do to show faith in God. Because Rahab's faith could have cost her a lot. And I wonder if we are willing to show costly faith. Because, as I said already, sometimes being a Christian isn't always easy. Sometimes people will take the mick out of us. Sometimes people won't include us in conversations at school because they think, "Ah, no, you're a Christian." Sometimes we might even be passed over at promotion in work because we've said, "Actually, do you know what? I'm not willing to say that or do that because I think that's dishonest." We want to stand up for God's values. But in some countries, faith is incredibly costly. We've heard before from here about Christians in other countries where to stand up and say, "I'm going to put my faith and trust in Jesus," means maybe being beaten up. It might mean, and I've read cases of this, people at school or at university being failed their exams just because they're Christian, not because they made mistakes or got the questions wrong in their exam, just because they're Christians. They were failed their exams. And others losing their homes, and others we know being killed. Faith in God can be costly, but Rahab was willing to show that faith and was willing to pay that cost. At the beginning of Hebrews 11, it says, "Now faith means putting our full confidence in the things we hope for. It means being certain of the things that we cannot see." And that's what it means to put our faith in God. Joshua did what God said, even though it seemed crazy. Rahab put her faith in God, even though it was dangerous and could have cost her even her life. Because they knew who God was, how amazing he was, and all that he's done for them. Jesus came and he shed his blood. Jesus came and died on a cross so that we could know him. I wonder, maybe when you go home, when you go and have lunch, maybe you could chat with whoever you're having lunch or chat about this at coffee afterwards and think about this. What is it about Jesus that makes it worth putting our faith in him? Why is it worth being obedient? Why is it worth being willing to pay the cost to put our faith in Jesus? Maybe that's a question you're thinking, "Do you know, I'm not sure about that actually." Well, that's a great question to ask. Chat about that with somebody. Or maybe we can encourage each other and remind ourselves of all that Jesus has done for us and why it's so good to trust Jesus and put our faith in him. Now, some of you older guys, there's various questions on those sheets that I gave you. If you've got questions, why don't you talk to your parents or friends about them after coffee or over lunch? Or come and ask me if you've got some really tricky questions. And let's keep thinking about this. But let's remember the faith that Joshua and Rahab showed and the faith that we can put in the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you so much for the examples that we have of Joshua and also of Rahab. Thank you for the different ways they put their faith in you. Thank you that Joshua and the people obeyed your word. Thank you that Rahab, even though she wasn't even one of your people, heard about you, believed what she heard, and was willing to risk everything to put her faith in you. Lord, thank you so much for sending the Lord Jesus. Thank you for all that he's done. And please would you help us to be certain that you will save us, just in the same way as Rahab was certain that she would be saved. Please help us to be certain that your word is true and good and that it should be obeyed. And please grow our faith, strengthen our faith, and help us to love Jesus more each day. Amen.